the Stephanie Miller Show.
Joe Biden called him trash and had a stage 5 meltdown and ran around the country for weeks and wearing trash bags. You know, it's, of course, they couldn't, they can't tolerate anything. These people are emotionally stunted bigots. Donald Trump's America is our worst foot forward, the bottom feeders that are mediocre at best.
Thank you, Jennifer Wells. Happy 4th, everybody.
Happy.
There's officially more people in this room now than at least at America's, what was it, State Fair?
Okay. Whatever that was.
We have, it's Millennial Dude Day. Our Sam is here and Sean is here to help. And we have, it's 11 billion people. Has he revised his estimate up yet, again, of how many people were at the...
There weren't 45,000 people, or 450,000
people. Oh, no, he said more than that. Right, yeah, 422,000.
Yeah, there were not.
Yeah, really? Huh. Okay. So that big empty field I saw on Fox News for before the that was yeah. Okay. All right. And also,
people were there to see the fireworks. Yeah. Yes.
And you know what you couldn't see?
Not what?
The fireworks
because of the smoke. Yeah.
Because like everything at the Trump administration, it was big and loud and dumb and useless.
Yeah.
Wait. Would you like to math the math with me? Hold, please. The annual normal is 20,000 shells of fireworks at the National Mall for July 4th. The genius decided to do 850,000 shells. The result was predictable. Trump's epic chain of F-ups will all through America's 250 celebration was a month-long train wreck. Okay.
Well, also, it was late because of all the thunderstorms.
Yes, it's almost like God was trying to send a sign that perhaps, just send us a sign, any kind of sign, if perhaps we've made a mistake on our 250th.
Today's probably not the day
anniversary. That's okay. I know Sam doesn't know what I mean. We're going to be very gentle with Sam. Everybody be gentle.
Be gentle
Stephanie Miller
Sam.
Show is a it's a sticky wicket to run, isn't it,
yes,
Sean?
Yes. We need to be gentle lovers.
Yes, gentle lovers. There. Shh, shh. Beautischmal. You're beautischmal, Sam. Look at you. Just focus on Sam's dimples. He's learning still. The show is complicated. Okay. I try to tune out on the weekends, Chris, and... Okay, let me get this straight. Was there, in fact, a giant, lightning bolt from God, thunderstorm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Trump made everybody go back out again.
Yeah.
Because of his ego. So he risked getting everybody killed
by
going ahead with the right where he grampy ranted about, I don't know, communism and...
Whatever.
It's nothing that anybody under 11 billion years old has any...
He mentioned communism
an
more...
An idea.
Yeah.
What he's talking about.
He mentioned communism more than he mentioned freedom. It's like, come on, dude.
It was like in most of his speeches, a giant, excuse me, you to the people that didn't vote for him.
It was a political rally. It didn't mention the ideals of America.
Okay, but let's get to the... Can we get to the comedy part? So, or in fact, there are a bunch of white nationalists there that marched with the... And, you know... Other assorted bigots, as Jennifer Welch just said. And then there was a giant thunderstorm and they were forced inside the African American Museum.
Yep. There was also video of them trying to figure out how to use the Washington Metro. And I'm like, I can help.
Come on, I'm
an infrastructure nerd.
Come on, spitball with me, kids. Sean, you're a film aficionado. Was this, it's like a reverse Get Out? That the white nationalists are stuck inside the African. I'm thinking some other movie plots. They're not coming to mind yet. But isn't it like a racist like night at the museum? Wouldn't that be great? Like everything comes to
like forever.
Everything comes to
underground
life.
Railroad exhibit.
Yes, right. And all the clans that the Klan members are like, oh my God, how many black people? Okay. All right. I just found it hilarious. Also iconic, the photo of this scared young black woman on the subway surrounded by white supremacists.
Once they
and
figured
masks.
Out how to use the metro.
Right.
Video of them.
Are you saying they're a little tiny bit learning impaired?
The video of them at the turnstiles at the metro was hysterical. Did you see that? I'll show it to you at the break. It was like, it was Three Stooges.
I was just going to say, I'm feeling Stooges fixing the plumbing. Kind
yes.
Wow. Okay. So, and also, it's hard when you have a hood on. You gotta lift your hood so you can see what.
But I'm like,
you know,
dude, it's a turnstile.
Yeah.
Surely you figured out how to use a turnstile.
Now. Maybe they think it's gay to get anything that close to your junk.
Your genitals.
Yeah. 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 They're like, that bar is gay.
Or maybe they're just not used to paying for things.
Because they're a bunch of socialists.
Right. Exactly.
Sucking off America's teeth.
How do I use this fare card? What?
Oh, that's them. They're communists. We've heard so much about.
Yeah.
Trying to get right turnstile jumpers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, I am. You can find for purchase your 11 billion T-shirt. This is for Trump's crowd size numbers. So he Sunday he revised his initial claim at 375. You know, we have eyes and cameras and stuff, right? Yeah. So we saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Gathered for the America 250. So, which in itself was a giant ripoff. Have we gotten to that story? Did we get to that on Friday? I don't remember.
They
stole basically all the funds to make this partisan MAGA rally.
Right.
And
we
stole it from America.
Here in Los Angeles, we had an official America 250 concert with Chris Stapleton, Smashing Pumpkins, and Queen Latifah.
Oh, that would have involved leaving my house. So I did not see that.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. And admission was only
$17.76. Oh, that's cute. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was at Taylor's wedding, so I wasn't available.
You were not at Taylor's wedding.
Oh, how do you know? Anyway, back to
You barely know who Taylor Swift is.
Listen, just shake it off. I will shake it off. Everything you say to me today, I'm going to shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah.
Adam Sandler was there.
Okay, good.
He officiated the wedding. Did you know that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he did.
That's weird. Okay. So Trump revised his initial claim. 375,000 people gathered before the crowd was evacuated. And then he brought them back into danger. Wasn't this whole mess, this whole show, just indicative of Trump's America?
Yeah.
Just the whole
thing. Yeah.
Just corruption, grift.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. And as it turns out, Russian bots can't show up in person. So, it's his base at this point is teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny. He said, and then he also compared, I think, soldiers going into battle or Normandy to him.
To himself.
Talking in the rain. Something. Okay, we're here. There's no way we can be deterred. They estimated they had 375,000 people before everybody had to evacuate, and now they have 150,000 people. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen. No. Trump said right before he began his 11 p.m. speech. Grampy started ranting about communism at 11 o'clock. Trump revised that number upwards on Truth Social the next day. The crowd at 7:05 was 422,000 people. He just pulls everything directly from his ass.
And also, this hyperbole stuff has got to stop. It's not the craziest thing that anybody's ever seen. I can point out 100 things more crazy than that.
Oh, also, he bragged about bringing people back into danger. The crowd is, all were forced to leave because of the weather. The event was canceled. Everyone was gone because of lightning. When I heard it was canceled, I immediately overturned that decision, which was only, I don't know where it is on the list of his horribly bad decisions while back in office, but that'd be one of them. Okay. And then he did, since we're still mathing, over 100 posts before his, over 100 before his speech.
Because he has so much time to
do that. Yeah. Grampy is, I don't even know what the word is anymore. Decompensating, unraveling something.
Decomposing.
Racist. Yes, he is decomposing. He is rapidly decomposing. By the way, someone asked if Mitch McConnell has gone full rigor tortoise. And I thought that was funny.
Do you think he's dead?
I couldn't say. Is it Weekend at Mitch's? I don't know.
He could be dead.
They don't tell us the truth about anything. How do we know? Okay. Thank you, Sam. Oh, look at Sam way ahead of the thing with the thing.
Nuzzling it with his nose.
He nuzzled it. He's so gentle.
Rolling a meatball in a scene from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah. Yeah. Bella almost beheaded me. She threw it over here like a frisbee.
Took off your neck.
Decapitated
with a paper cut.
Me. Here, bitch. Hey, boomer, here. Just kidding. We hope Bella's having a wonderful first big girl day at work.
Yeah.
And we're very excited that Sam is here. And thank you, Sean, as usual. Sean, can I just say no one serves his country more than Sean?
Seriously.
Comiskey. I mean, seriously. I mean, speaking of PTSD, that the fact that he comes back here.
I have no idea how that happens.
It's really quite extraordinary in itself.
And you have to work today, don't you? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just when you thought he was out. We pull him back in again, and he always shows up to serve his country.
Yes.
And that's what July 4th is about, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Rude Pundit said, I'm up this morning to go on Stephanie Miller's show, where we celebrate our freedom by making little jokes about our leaders.
Because we have the freedom to do
the D-jokes. Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
It's not derangement syndrome at all.
No.
Joking.
No. Yes, lots of people commenting on Trump's speech. He said that speech was super weird, like super weird. He said communism more than freedom. He said motor ID and Congressional Medal of Honor. The fireworks were just as weird. They all went off at the same height over and over and over again. So it's like his when he talks.
Yeah.
It's just all like Walter the dog background noise. It's all the same, like blah 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 communism.
Yeah.
Okay. So the smoke just built up and washed everything out after 2 minutes. This was a really sad display of what Trump's presidency is like. It's a bad attempt at show and pomp, and it's just pathetic, cheap looking throughout. And there were not this. They were saying there were not even 150,000 people.
No,
there.
Of course not.
Yes. Oh, and he also said as our Declaration of Independence tells us, we're all made in the image of one Almighty God.
It doesn't have the word God in there.
Yeah, it's he speaks fascism. So
9999999.
Okay. Hey, we have a big festive Monday show. We have not just Rude Pundit and the little D jokes.
We do.
We have Paula Poundstone live in studio.
Yes.
In hour three, and that's always a little bit of a crazy train.
She's the greatest girl in history.
And we call her Patriot Paula Poundstone because she, in fact, is. She's a patriot.
Last week, she just did like one of those overpass things over on the 10th.
Yes. And as she points out, you can see her all over YouTube generally on a pogo stick, and you don't get that everywhere. That's
I'm afraid for her bones.
Yeah. Well, she's not at all weird. She's. You're going to make a point, you know, it's like, it's almost like an exclamation point, the pogo stick, right?
Yeah,
it's just like, it's a, right.
Have you ever been on a pogo stick?
Many, many years ago, yes.
Were you successful at it?
No.
I didn't.
Be ridiculous.
I didn't think you would be. I haven't even tried
totally
one
spazzy.
For fear of, because I'm a spaz.
Yeah, me too. All right, and lots of other stuff happened that I'm too tired to remember at this particular moment. But look, I have all these freshly highlighted stacks of things.
Are you familiar with what's going on with FIFA and Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's more cheating in some way. Are you going to support the sports at me?
It's
what's he doing?
It's influence. And because
surprising.
One of our players was given a red card just before the World Cup, and so he would have been out for the first two games of the World Cup, but. Mm-hmm. Or something. Mm-hmm. And Trump called.
This is me reading the sports section. I'm
Trump
like.
Trump called the head of FIFA and got that red card suspended.
Okay. So I was said it correctly first. Cheating. Anything about Trump involves cheating.
But apparently, Howard Nutlick was involved.
Oh,
and like,
Nutlick
there are
again.
Whole
okay.
different. Parts of the government that were involved with this.
Okay. You mean like in the thieving of our celebration by. Which stack is that in? Who could say? Wait, where is it? Oh, and then, by the way, we have audio. This reflecting pool stuff just gets more and more hilarious. Okay, media, stop reporting that someone cut it. There's no evidence. They produced no video, no nothing. So Doug Burgum was asked on several shows, and they just have to repeat the same ridiculous lie.
Yeah.
And he also said the same company's going to repair it because they did such a fantastic job. How many times can we say, even if it was not cut, there's no evidence of that. But secondly, that didn't cause the algae and the, yes, apparently photosynthesis is a liberal plot, but that didn't cause the algae and the blue paint to come up.
Stephanie, according to Doug Burgum, there were many, many, many cuts that added up to 350 feet.
Oh, I see. Yes, we'll get to all that. By the way, that was the most patrocending tone you've ever used with me, as if you actually were Doug Burgum. Like, I got shivers.
Stephanie.
It was a little bit Ben Stein, a little bit. Stephanie.
Come on.
You're just there, a chick.
There.
You don't understand. Okay. We'll get to all of that. Crunchy audio. Doug Burgum, goodness.
Yeah.
Who's not going to stay for that?
It's got Bergmentum.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on. Get in. Do it. Uh-oh, Chris. This is what happens when we try to sport the sports.
I don't sport.
Oh, Brian. Love you, Steph. But here's the correct information on the something World Cup situation. Also, Messi was not given a red card in a similar situation. And then you just told me that apparently we have to, that you, if you don't have the rights, do you have to play music over
music.
Even if you talk about the World Cup? So go ahead. Say what the situation is.
Okay,
la,
so.
La, 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 la. See, we can't talk about it anyway. We don't have the rights.
Right,
you don't have the rights. You have to cover it.
Well, only one of our affiliates doesn't have the rights.
Okay. All right. Well, to that affiliate, we say, la, 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 something, red card, Trump cheating, World Cup, FIFA. It's weird on Millennial Dude Day that we're not really sporting the sports correctly.
Neither one of you.
We have so
really
much testosterone in here. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I mean, I did manage to watch the game yesterday for Mexico between England and
And Mexico lost.
Yeah.
Mexico lost.
That was in Mexico, right?
Yes, it was.
So that sucks.
I was going to say si se puede, but I guess.
That would not be appropriate.
No, they couldn't. That was yes, we can. No, they couldn't. All right. I don't know how to say that.
Oh, God. Don't ever do that again, please.
What's the opposite of si se puede?
I have no idea, but don't do that.
No, they can't. Okay, Richard in Texas. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Thank you for letting me promote my Aunt Minnie. I would encourage your listeners to Minnie Fisher Cunningham, my aunt. I was 9 when she passed away. She was instrumental in getting the 19th Amendment passed. We just started an endowment in her name at SHSU here in Huntsville. Sam Houston State University.
Okay.
I would encourage your listeners to Google Minnie Fisher Cunningham.
Okay.
All right.
She was instrumental in getting the 19th Amendment passed.
All right.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. Sam, on Mondays, we have to do a flushing of the phone lines. There's sometimes a sediment that is good for her. And what? Sometimes calls get a little local in terms of what's...
She was instrumental in getting the 19th Amendment
passed. Yes, that's fantastic.
Okay.
We sometimes get local calls that have to do with where something is in relation to the Piggly Wiggly. Uh-huh. And that's... All right. We are a national show that does very important jokes. Rude Pundit joins us next.
There's only one way to actually handle this seriously. It's to tax the f***ing shit out of them and jail the criminal billionaires. And there's a lot of criminal billionaires. And that criminal trillionaire. Okay? That's what you gotta do. The problem never was immigrants. It never was trans people. It was never black people. It was never any minority community. It was always the billionaires. They were always the problem.
Kyle Kalinske, our favorite potty mouth.
Yes.
Hooray.
I always have to beat him.
We're getting used to Sam's booming. I said he's like the Metro North train conductor. He's very loud. He's like, 30 seconds. Next stop, Yonkers. Okay. Because look, that was a New York joke for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not.
Hello. You know, I don't know if you've discussed it yet, but I feel like you've missed the absolute best thing about the FIFA thing.
We can't talk about. We don't have the rights. We don't have the rights to talk about.
We can talk. I can talk about Balogun. We can talk about the player. Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
So, did you happen to mention that he's a birthright citizen?
He is.
Oh, imagine that.
Uh-huh.
Baron Trump.
Wait, not just that. Wait, even better.
Yeah.
His mom was in the came to the United States on a vacation, 7 months pregnant.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And his Nigerian mom, I mean, they were living in London.
Yeah.
But the Nigerian-born mom came to the United States 7 months pregnant, and her doctor said she couldn't leave and thus gave birth in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yes.
He is everything that they want to stop.
Leave.
And yet Trump made phone calls to try to save him. Huh.
Probably because he has some Calci bets on the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Could I reiterate, please, that Melania Trump was not a citizen for 4 months after she had Barron. So noted anchor baby, Barron Trump. Whenever we mention him, we will say noted anchor baby. Okay, Rue Pundit, how about that July 4th in D.C.? Just big and loud and dumb and corrupt and everything that Donald Trump's America is. Yes. Yeah. You know why? Because I think Satan is opening the gates of hell for Trump and his whole administration. That's why. Yeah.
We can only hope so. You know what? I want their screams recorded and just that will be my white noise when I sleep.
We want the scene from Ghost where everybody's speaking. Now we're back to the subway where all the dark, you know, the ghosts are pulling people down.
That strangely fundamentalist Christian movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Chris, this was who said, and our Declaration of Independence tells us we're all made in the image of one almighty God, and a communist will never say that.
Cool in the Gang.
No, that was a bad guess. That was Donald Trump. The Declaration of Independence does not say any of that. Just speaking about of God. Creepy, right, Christian nationalist, whatever. And then Grampy just went on to continue about communism.
I it's just hilarious that he actually thinks that especially young voters are going to sit there and go, I don't care. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. The Democratic Socialists seem cool.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you posted this Maris June poll. Americans may have to resort to violence in order to get the country back on track. 60% of Gen Z agree. And then it, you know, goes down as you get older. But you said that's the result of a Congress and a Supreme Court rolling over for Trump. It's not surprising young voters want the b**ery to end and don't know what to do. This is what they've been handed, right?
Everything's been, they have not seen that Congress actually has a role to hold him to account. And so therefore they're like, well, what's left? What is left?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we keep saying this election is like the last chance.
Yeah. The millennials that we have in here now are slightly less violent. 46% believe violence will be necessary.
It doesn't go below 50% until we get to Gen X.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's a frustration as I was saying, nobody under 11 billion has any idea what he's talking about. There are no communists in America, and he's just you wrote a whole piece which was fantastic as usual. You just said no one hates America more than Donald Trump, and so I was saying I blame him for all of it, for the divisiveness and the ugliness in this country. It is just every speech is you to the people that didn't vote for him, right? Yeah.
The speech that he made yesterday was, and it was yesterday, wasn't it? No, I guess he spoke on July 4th, but he didn't.
Right.
The fireworks didn't start until July 5th, which, by his view of Election Day, they should not have been allowed to go.
Should forward. Have been done counting.
No longer Independence Day.
Done counting those Swizzlers or whatever they're called. Twizzlers. Yeah. What are they called?
Yeah. But it was his speech at Mount Rushmore where he really went, bat crap crazy on communism.
I know.
It was just weird.
I know. Well, you said if you look at what Trump has conjured in D.C., especially in the area of the Capitol, the joint reeks of urban decay that he would ride and walk past every day in New York City in the 80s, the White House is a construction pit, will be for the foreseeable future. The front lawn's torn up from his stupid UFC Thunderdome fight. The reflecting pool is still green with algae. Trump has slashed the budget on things that benefit people like medical research and food safety and health care and more to pay for new gilding on statues and monuments and events to celebrate himself. I mean, and, on cue, of course, that story comes out, right? Congressional report alleges corruption, pay-to-play screams in Trump's takeover of U.S. 250 celebration, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump staged a hostile takeover of the United States 250th anniversary celebration to enrich political allies, harvest voter data, and promote Christian nationalist theology, according to a new report. From vanity to insanity, how the White House cheated the American people out of their 250th birthday is the report, a web of alleged corruption, wire fraud, pay-to-play schemes orchestrated through a shadow corporation embedded within the National Park Foundation. This is every single story now, right?
And people that were going to donate to the America 250 were given the wrong routing number were given the routing number for this Freedom 250 instead, which was the one that Trump set up and to take away funds from the celebration that had been planned for years,
right,
building up to it.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
You said it's a perfect encapsulation of the contempt of which this president holds the country, its constitution, its institutions, its people, its traditions. If you think you're a king, you hate the United States, a country designed specifically to create a place where kings cannot rule. And you just summed it up best. There's no United States for Trump. There's only him. And that's it. And you said the best way to celebrate our Independence Day is to hate him back. Trust me, John Adams and Ben Franklin will be right there with you. I don't know if you saw the Larry David Founding Fathers sketch, but I thought it was AI. It was Rob Reiner's last.
Right. I saw Rob Reiner
performance.
The clip of Rob Reiner as George Washington.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah. And Jimmy Kimmel. And, you know, but so, I mean, like all great satire, just so razor sharp and on point. Right. About what the founding fathers would think and where we've come.
And Chris and I were just talking about how, you know, we were kids during the bicentennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just that sense of pride and unity.
Yes.
And there are problematic things about it. You know, there was a concentration on whiteness and a lot of issues with the bicentennial. But you know, there was an attempt at least to bring people in on a nonpartisan level into the story of the country.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. To me, I just talked to my sister about this yesterday. It's affected everybody, like family, friends, you know, and it's this one guy that has made this country so, you know, my girlfriend doesn't pay attention to politics, hates politics. And I said, I don't blame you. Everybody does right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, her parents voted for Trump. So it affects all of us. You know what I mean? In terms of our relationships and our, like, you know, it becomes either you don't talk about politics but this one man, Rude, has made this country, made politics so mean and ugly and divisive and name calling. And it just, I've seen it affect friends and families. And he is honestly like a cancer, right?
And the level of delusion that his followers have is kind of stunning. I mean, you know, you were talking about the Doug Burgum interview yesterday about, and it's like, I'm sitting there going, why aren't you embarrassed? I mean, you're sitting there this is insane.
He tells a ridiculous lie and they all have to parrot it. I mean, it's,
And they're arresting people for the lie. That's the thing that is also a huge outrage. They are arresting people to back, you know, to make the lie real.
Yeah.
And it won't be, you know, it's just to make it seem real.
Well, and also, we were saying that, I lost it. Hang on. Let's just do, this is the Dana Bash and Doug Burgum real quick.
It peeled off. Why did that happen?
It didn't peel off. There was vandalism. There was box cutters. There have been 7 arrests.
And you're 100% sure that what happened with the liner was vandalism. You can prove it.
We've got all the photographs we can see. I mean, there's no possible way.
Photographs of a person or people cutting a 300 or 350 foot gash in the bottom of the reflecting pool?
Dana, I'm not sure why you and others in the media think that you want to keep trying to question.
I don't know, because it's called journalism.
Right.
I mean, and this is where we are. You don't need a crime or, I guess, any evidence now. You can charge it, not just a person, an Olympian.
Yeah. The National Mall has so many cameras trained on every inch of it.
Right.
Produce the damn video.
Yeah. So stop, like, reporting that there was vandalism or box cutters or whatever. So this was, again, with George Stephanopoulos. Listen.
Did vandals cause the damage? The president has repeatedly claimed that vandals cut a 350-foot gash in the pool. That's a claim that's echoed in a legal filing by your department. What specific evidence do you have to back up that claim?
Well, we have the actual cuts that were made into the industrial liner, and that's been measured out. So that's just a fact that's what we've got to go back and repair.
There's a 350-foot gash?
Well, it's multiple gashes that add up to 350 feet.
Right, that was his second ridiculous lie. So now he has to say that.
And I've said that this before, but 350 feet is a football field sized you know, cut in something that would take a while to do unless you had a team of people with box cutters somehow jumping in a place that's being observed by the National Guard and doing this. And it's, you know, they're arresting people for touching the water, and yet they couldn't get these box cutter vandals. I mean, it's insane. And it's also insane when he says, what you were saying before, when he says, you know, why don't you just believe us? Because you're not a religion. Okay. Right. That's what we do with religion.
Yeah.
We believe stuff without seeing it. And that's fate. And you're asking us to do that. And again, you're punishing people based on this lie.
Yeah. By the way, you were talking about the South Dakota thing. You said Trump traveled all the way to South Dakota to read a half-baked Red Scare speech straight out of 1950. And you just said, I've always thought this was the cringiest. I did when Reagan said it. That's what I was thinking. Oh, he's trying to be Reagan. Like, he thinks he's right. I did it when I watched old films of Joe McCarthy. It's so hyperbolic. It's laughable. Telling people where it's best to set their thermostats is not exactly Stalinism. Calm down there, Gramps. I mean, it really was a time capsule. It's communist. It's never going to happen here. We're not going to let it. It's like, what?
It's always the 80s. It's always the 80s with him. And it's back to when he was young, for some reason people found him sexually attractive. And sorry, you know. Well, apparently that
was me getting 40% gayer, and I didn't think that was possible.
And then there's this young woman that writes notes to him. You're all I think about.
Yeah, that
whatever her name
that
is.
Story.
Oh my god.
You're all that matters to me.
You're all that matters to me.
I mean, Chris leaves me notes like that every day, but you know, that's different. We've been together a long time.
I don't know who's leaving you notes, but that's not me.
Come on,
wait a
Chris.
Minute.
We all
have a stalker.
Do. We all leave them.
Oh God.
By the way, can I just before we go?
They're for Sean. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
You retweeted. Kyle said, "If there's any doubt that Governor Jared Polis' legacy is freeing Tina Peters, the New York Times reports Polis just fired the clemency board members who revealed he overruled their unanimous wishes." And you just said, "Dude flushed his political future down the toilet. Hope he got paid well." I will never understand people, particularly now, bending the knee or kissing the ring of this necrotic failing, 30% approval rating, whatever, blob of trans fats.
And wasn't there a moment when people were like, oh, Jared Polis, he could be a presidential nominee for the Democrats?
There was a time.
And it was just like, you know, he walked up to that toilet and saw his career sitting there and just went, Ah, well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I enjoyed telling the little jokes with you about our leaders. Happy 4th of July.
So happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
Yeah. Run
it
that
was
up
too
here.
Hot here for, it was too hot here for fireworks. So climate change killed fireworks displays in the town where I live. So,
people that don't, and, brought and to you by the people that don't believe in climate change. Yeah.
Yeah. And then fireworks, you know, set the Brooklyn Bridge on fire. It was just, and then the fireworks in D.C. just sent. Yeah, it was.
I know. I don't know why, because it's you. I thought you were going to say it was too hot to masturbate. I don't know why. I just thought that was what you were saying because I made a flagpole joke.
No.
I don't. Okay. All right.
No, it was not, if you must know.
Rude Louise Pundit. I love you. Goodbye. See you next week.
Thanks, Lee.
There he goes. Paula Poundstone coming up in studio. That is a party.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Karen in Chicago. Hello. But not till Karen gets here. Now it's a party.
Now it's a party.
Yeah. All right.
I can't wait to hear Paula. Oh my gosh, this whole thing with FIFA, I'm sorry. It is such an embarrassment. What?
Like everything.
It's so on brand, though. This party, Donald Trump, do not believe in rules. They don't believe in laws. So, of course, it totally tracks. But what an embarrassment. And I don't know, if the U.S. team has come out and said, look, that was the wrong call. I don't think that they can do anything at this point. But it's just such a national embarrassment.
It is.
He is a lifelong cheater at absolutely everything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me
is everything that the founders feared most as they launched their experiment in democratic self-government. An uncontrollable, narcissistic, authoritarian president who acts like a king. His corruption is allowing him to do what he never achieved in his business career. He's finally making a profit.
Ha! Governor Pritzker, yeet it. All right, it's Sam's first day.
It is.
And he has a very loud, booming voice. Go ahead. We have our first bit. Do what you do before we go on the air.
30 seconds.
And then thank you, Sam. I'm gonna use this so I can go back to him at the same
volume.
Sorry. Jesus. Oh, sorry about that. There's no emergency. Well, there is an emergency. There's a constitutional emergency.
Well, there's that. There's
a, okay. Oh, in fact, someone posted, I just want Wilson Phillips to know I'm still holding on, but the is getting pretty rough out here.
Carney posted that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so I reposted me forcing her to sing One More Day with me at Dana Goldberg's birthday party, because that's how I roll. Okay. One More Day.
What was her?
One More Day. She is delightful.
What was her reaction
She
to
could
that?
Not be nicer and kinder. She also said she would come on the show. How is that going? How is that? Okay.
How does it usually go?
I'm going to call her right now.
How does it usually go?
She could not be more delightful.
People are nice to you in front of you. And then...
Okay. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to read a love blue sky. Peggy, I said, just started watching your show. That doesn't usually go well.
No, that usually ends up in disaster.
Right? Great show. Oh. Now I DVR it so I don't miss a thing. You are hysterical and so are your cohorts and guests. Thank you. Thank you, Peggy. See?
We are cohorts.
Usually I'm in a, what do you call it, acquired taste. Hang on. Aren't I, Sam?
Sam, do you think I'm an acquired taste or do you love me right away?
I love you right away.
Okay, that was the right answer. See, that was the right answer.
He was telling Bella a couple of weeks ago, he was doing, what were you, monitoring the Stephanie Miller show? Because he works at SiriusXM.
Yeah, I was doing quality control.
Oh, well, that's a full-time job. Did you just give up?
Yeah, how was the quality?
We don't have that here.
It was good.
Is that an audio thing or
was it audio and tones and stuff like that?
It's mostly audio to make sure like we're not just dead air. Yeah. We're playing like just commercials.
Oh, so you weren't judging whether the jokes were funny. Just, yeah. Okay. All right. Fantastic. He's a delight.
He was aware of our Irv.
Oh, okay. Sport the sports again for people to just say. I said it before I even knew the details. I'm like, let me guess. Trump cheating. He cheats at every single thing in his entire life.
Yes. Yeah.
So one of our players got a penalty, got a red card. And Trump tried to push his weight around with the lick spittles at FIFA.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the entire world is pissed off again because we don't.
Don't
he doesn't follow any rules.
You don't need me. Just explained it very
well. You're too good a producer. You've already prepped me off air.
Okay.
But it's of course it's embarrassing and international humiliation like every day.
The European Football Union is pissed. They're like, why doesn't the U.S. have to follow the rules if we do?
Yeah.
I don't blame them for being pissed.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw any of the, what do you call it, the Jack Smith interview with my Nicole, as I call her, Nicole Wallace. But he was saying, I have never seen an attack on the rule of law like they are lawless. This entire administration from Trump on down is lawless. Let's play a little in case you missed it. Nicole,
let me ask you first, do you agree that we are covering in real time an assault on our elections the upcoming ones?
I'm very concerned of what's going to happen in the next election. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so if he's concerned, I'm definitely concerned. One more.
From my perspective, I've seen a number of cases. James Comey, Letitia James, Jerome Powell. I mean, right? There's not criminality here. I mean, seashells?
Well, and this is what we talked about, the reflecting pool, Chris. Clearly, they don't have any video, any evidence, any video of any of this, or they would have produced it.
Right.
So how do you prosecute a crime with zero, right? The guy's been indicted, the Olympian that touched the water. Mm-hmm.
His life is forever changed because of this.
Okay,
now.
One more.
I have investigated cases focusing on the facts and the law throughout my career. We did this case the same way, under the same standards. And, you know, the thing that's, I think, important for your viewers to know is those standards are not meant to change from one administration to the next. And in my experience, until now, they haven't. And so, you know, I think we are facing an attack on the rule of law that is different in kind and scope to anything I've seen in my lifetime.
Joy. No kidding. All right. Christopher, who said there has never been a Christian nation and never will be? You don't live in one now. A Christian nation wouldn't have killed and displaced 20 million Native Americans or thought owning slaves was pleasing to God. Who said that?
Huckleberry Hound.
No. Pastor Livingston of the Central Church of North Carolina. Okay. I know. John Pavlovitz would have been a good guest, too. But no. Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, the White House has said the Smithsonian is run by divisive radicals.
Yeah.
You know, because they mentioned stuff about, you know, slavery and, stealing the land from Native Americans. Just, you know, stuff that's just unpleasant.
Prickly stuff.
Just unpleasant. Yeah. Awkward. Right. A White House report brands the leadership of the Smithsonian, especially the National Museum of American History, as radical activists who cannot be trusted, indicating Trump may be preparing to install his own team and is rewrite our history himself. Because
I'm sick of watching out for the delicate fifis of the conservatives in this country.
Right.
My God.
Said they've targeted funding for programs that, quote, advance, quote, divisive narratives and, quote, improper ideology. You know, again, see. Aforementioned unpleasantness, slavery, stealing land, Native Americans, stuff like that.
Conservatives are easily triggered.
Yes, the official history is there was nothing here when we got here. It's nothing. Just tumbleweeds given to us then by God.
Conservatives are babies.
Exactly. Okay. All right. More pearl clutching about democratic socialism. Dear God, just... So, I was disappointed to see our friend Mallory McMorrow dropped out of the Michigan race. It's just, you know, because we're having primaries. This is what happens.
Yeah,
and there's a
democracy at work.
I mean, and it's like, I love them all. You know, Elizabeth Warren was backing Mallory McMorrow. I went to a fundraiser out here for her. I think she's fantastic. El Said is backed by Bernie. Yeah. And, you know, then there's, I guess, what is considered a more establishment. Michigan, just work it out. Let us know how it goes.
That's what
vote blue, no matter who.
That's what primaries are for. It's to work it out.
Right. But I went bicycling with my good friend Allison this weekend, who was Jill Sobule's best friend. And, you know, Chris, I swear, on July 4th, maybe it was more than usual. I was, and also Rob Reiner appearing as George Washington in this last thing he did with Larry David. I was thinking of I don't think I knew greater patriots than the Reiners and Jill Sobule. And I said, is it weird? I think about them almost every day.
No, it's not weird.
Just because of the tragic, unexpected circumstances of their deaths. But it reminded me of, I forgot Jill came in and sang this song for us, Democratic Socialist.
Yeah.
Because, again, as we keep saying, that's different than socialism, and it's worlds away from communism, which is what Grampy was ranting about, right, all weekend long. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, in honor of my patriotic friend, I wanted to play a little bit of it.
Who is a democratic socialist? If you don't know it, I would say it's most of us. It's nothing to fear, just look in the mirror. Are a socialist too? Are you for social security?
Certainly.
Are you for Medicare?
Glad it's here.
The schools on the streets, the good cops on the beat, and don't forget the national parks.
Who's not a democratic socialist?
Chairman Mao wasn't a democratic socialist. You won't be ordered to sing that international song. Wear black pajamas like the Viet Cong. If you really think about it, it's not radical. You could still be filthy rich, not incompatible. There's plenty to spare, just throw in your share. Absolutely everyone deserves health care. Who is a democratic socialist?
Most of us!
Your granddad was a democratic socialist. The GI Bill, the WPA. Wonderful things made in the U.S. of A. You don't have to raise an angry clenched fist, although you might kind of look fierce if you did. You care about your fellow man, I know that you do.
You are a socialist, a democratic socialist. You are a socialist too.
Oh, my brilliant friend. In honor of her and the Reiners, and just this, we have to take our country back, Chris, after this, in this 250 celebration and, you know, the July 4th, I just was reminded of what a true patriotism looks like. Here's a fun fact. Philadelphia Freedom, the unofficial anthem of America's bicentennial, was actually written by a gay man, Elton John, about a lesbian, Billie Jean King, though neither of them were out at the time. Speaking of how things have changed since the bicentennial. And this one I love. Mayor Mamdani funds New York City's first ever pet food pantry program because even animals need love and support. If that's democratic socialism, I say yes, please.
And pets had an especially trying weekend.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Oh, my God. Exactly. And veterans is just...
Yeah. I've been lucky. Boots, neither Boots nor Jazz were ever bothered by fireworks. Well, so I've been very lucky.
But... Fortunately, and Sam knows my hearing is bad enough that I have like a movie on loud enough that it covers it. So my dogs are like, I don't know. Is she watching a war? Is she watching War Horse again? What's happening?
What? You watch War Horse?
I think I watched a little of it.
Okay.
Because it was about
a war and a horse.
I posted a short film about my love affair with a horse over the weekend. Go check it out on Instagram. Yeah, a horse tried to French kiss me in Hidden Valley. You know, Agoura, horse country out there. I was riding my bike.
Like, as in Hidden Valley Ranch?
I don't know. Is it of the ranch dressing?
I think it might be of the ranch
dressing.
It's the
whole area out there. West yeah. Lake, Agoura, Hidden Valley. It's a horse country.
It might be.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. I am in love with a horse who tried to French kiss me. Okay. I'm not sure what Sean's doing, but okay. okay.
Sean is training.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I understand. Okay. I see what he's doing. Okay. Oh, our friend Mike Nellis, who we'll see tomorrow, said, so apparently a woman who went on RFK's podcast and blamed the deaths of her twins on vaccines, quote, has been arrested for murdering those kids.
Yep.
How is this not front page news? Oh, my God. God save us from Maha
moms Maha. Are a piece of work.
Yeah.
That whole subset of podcasts.
Part of how we got here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. Those people are effing insane.
Yeah. I told you, I was talking about how I just, this whole era of Trumpery, you've seen it just, you know, like my family used to be, we used to be funny about political differences and what, it's just one man has made, one of my dearest friends for a long time, we're not friends anymore. She's an anti-vaxxer. She's in that hole. And I just morally, with a million people dying of COVID, I couldn't. Nobody I know wants to be around someone that's not vaccinated.
Right.
And she had the crazy, like, oh, you're shedding vaccine. So she couldn't be around me
it's
because of this
sound.
Idiot that has like just made everything a divisive issue.
It's like, all of a sudden, everything that was once fringe suddenly became mainstream and it became policy.
Yeah.
So we need to undo this.
Yeah. No, exactly. All right. You know who can do it?
Who?
Speaking of patriots, Patriot Paula Poundstone. Say that real fast.
Patriot Paula Poundstone with a ping-pong
Patriot Paula Poundstone.
At a ping-pong
who
party?
Has ping-pong parties on pogo sticks. We'll be here in just a bit. When she drives up the cliff, as she calls where I live, which is not anywhere near a cliff. I don't know what
cliff.
She calls me Snow White that lives up on
a
cliff.
I climb the cliff on my bicycle every day.
It's not a cliff.
It's a cliff.
Okay.
That part of the street is a cliff down here.
All right, Grandpa. Yep, let's do it. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Paula Poundstone coming up in studio. D says, I just can't get over the Smithsonian planning for 10 years for a 250th celebration. Then Trump taking all of the money, ruining all the plans for his racist party. And then the weather ruining his plans and all his racists having to take shelter in the African-American Smithsonian Museum. It's just perfect. I hope they read a plaque or two.
I dare say chef's kiss.
Yes. Chef's kiss. That's what it's doing.
Yeah,
other people said that too. Leighton said, hear me out. Night at the Museum 4. Well, actually, MAGA supporters and Proud Boys trapped overnight in the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. The exhibits come alive. Yeah, I went the same place. Or like a reverse Get Out. It's fantastic. The movie ideas are endless. Bella, get on that if you're listening. Let's go.
Write a screenplay.
Want a screenplay on my desk, end of business. I don't care that you don't still work for me. Let's go.
By COB.
Stop lollygagging around. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Hello, Marie.
Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi.
Okay, sorry. So Trump unfortunately doesn't realize that he actually did celebrate African-American freedom because in 1827, New York passed a emancipation law. And it was supposed to go into effect on July the 4th, but because of fear of some retribution, African-Americans actually celebrated it on July the 5th. So the fireworks display going off on the 5th Thank you. Thank you, Mother Nature. We appreciate it.
Yes. It's almost like Mother Nature is trying to tell us something. I can't think what it is, Chris. Thoughtful chin scratch. Oh, does Sam know how to find Give Me a Sign? Just any kind of sign? What do you think that would be called? Would it be called Give Me a Sign?
I don't think it's an instant replay. I think it's in the computer.
All right. Sean's looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
let's
All right. We'll just let I'm doing training wheels for the boy. Yes. It's okay. All right.
For the boy. He's like 35.
Can I?
Come on.
Everybody's young to me.
Well,
like you could, whatever the alphabet soup is, G, could X, you, Z.
Could
I don't know
you
what you're
be his grandmother.
By the way,
like biologically, course, I think you could.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up. By the way, is it called Gen Z because that's the last one? Like we're done?
Well, then, pretty much after that
because
is Gen
of
Alpha.
Climate change.
After that is Gen Alpha.
Oh, we're starting over.
We're starting over.
Or it could be the apocalypse.
Yeah, because technically millennials are Gen Y, but
that didn't stick.
Why? We don't know.
I was always Gen X. So why I is think it, we started why with Gen
it,
X.
Why is it not called Y?
Because why? They didn't like that.
Oh, all right. Well. I think
they rejected it.
I think because the apocalypse is near. I think Mother Nature is telling us we're pretty much in the end times, don't you think? It looked apocalyptic, the smoke from all the, right?
No.
The stupid fireworks and
should have been in my neighborhood.
Pardon?
Should have been in my neighborhood.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Mine's like Da Nang. It's really. And it goes on all. Who is up until all night doing it? Why? Why all night? All night long with the fireworks.
I think Sam lives near like Dodger Stadium, and so you get fireworks all summer.
Yeah. Robin Trish of...
Yeah, of Robin Trish.
Yes,
yeah.
Live over there. That's crazy town.
Pre and post 4th of July.
Oh, God.
And they have like 47 dogs.
Yeah, hilarious. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Okay, speaking of patriots, Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Trump and congratulated him for the U.S. 250 Independence Day. The Kremlin says the call lasted an hour and a half. Putin invited Trump to visit Russia because, of course, he did. Andrew said Donald Trump gave Vladimir Putin more attention on Independence Day than he gave the country he's supposed to lead. And can I just say, speaking of patriots, Rob Reiner started investigaterussia.org. Mm-hmm. He was out in front very early warning that what a traitor Donald
That's
Trump
right.
is. And I just love someone posted the Larry David sketch and said Rob Reiner had the last laugh. I seriously thought this was AI, but apparently it was his last role as George Washington on Larry David's historical sketch comedy series Life Larry and the Pursuit of Unhappiness. Way to go, Uncle Rob.
Trump set up parading on the cost of living. The same states. Look at this. Minus 22 points, minus 21, minus 24, minus 26 in Ohio, minus 29 in North Carolina, and minus 36 in Maine. In each of the six key Senate races where the cost of living is the number one issue, across the board, he is no better than minus 21 points. Donald John Trump is an anchor dragging down these Republican candidates across the board. If they lose the Senate, it will be because of Donald Trump becoming so unpopular, especially on the cost of life.
Oh, wow. So sad. Ooh, so stinky, those poll numbers. Ooh. Okay. You know what'll help is new ranting about communism. Oh, can we find Walter the dog? Is it in there? That's basically
Walter.
That's what anyone under 110 billion years old hears. Chris is just Grampy. Ay 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 ay! Communist cloud. There's communists in the cloud. That was what his whole speech was. Can I just recap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ay 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 ay! Communists.
Okay. Stuart,
gotta wait for the growl.
Okay. All right. Stuart Stevens, former Republican strategist, said, according to Trump, I'm a member of a communist party. Who knew? I guarantee you every Republican running in the midterms that's not in a bright red district is groaning. Trump's quote unquote strategy to pretend that we still live in the Red Scare 1950s and he's Joseph McCarthy is a bit perplexing. I guarantee you nobody under the age of 55 has any idea what the hell he's even talking about. Keep it up, Grampy. Good job. And Arthur says, Americans still don't grasp how utterly depraved yam... That's with boobs. And the GOP are. They created a shadow Freedom 250. Routed
what?
Yam tees, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of people call them that. Yam boobs. Whatever. It's not as fun as the T word, is it? Yay. Okay.
Oh, God.
Come on. They're fun. They created a shadow Freedom 250, routed taxpayer money through the National Park Foundation to enrich themselves, and robbed us all of a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. This isn't patriotism, it's plunder. Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Yeah.
That's exactly, it feels like it's gotten stolen from us, you know? Just like our entire, nobody feels like celebrating, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's okay.
Well, I mean, you know, I on Instagram, I said, you know, happy America 250.
Happy something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I still love this country, even though the leadership sucks.
Me too. Did you see, this is the, it looks like Apocalypse Now, pretty much, doesn't it? Well, the fireworks.
It looks like headlights in a fog.
Someone posted, guys, and I'm asking this in the nicest, most sincere voice, what the actual is this? You cannot see the fireworks through the explosions and smoke. That's pretty much sums up the entire Trump era. Bud said, conservatives always claim they believe in signs from God. In the past few days, we've had windstorms, hail, rainstorms, and a heat wave. God is speaking, and MAGA is acting like nothing is happening. It is literally our soundbite come to life. Just send us a sign, any kind of sign, if America's on the wrong path.
We'll find that later.
No. Angela in Maryland. Hello, Angela.
Good morning. I just wanted to welcome Sam. I am the physically challenged accounting superhero of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I know you, Angela.
And I don't want Sam to worry that there are millions of people listening right now. Just go ahead and do your job. You're doing great.
He is.
You're going to be wonderful.
Oh,
and
he doesn't understand the embrace of Steph Head Nation.
Yeah.
We literally never let you go, do we, Sean? We are very clingy.
No, never. Never. We're so clingy. But have fun. The people that are around you are great.
Thank you.
And you'll be great.
Don't you think the you know, a cult emulates its leader, and in this case, me, because I am so clingy.
Yeah, well,
Steph Head Nation is equally clingy.
Yes, but there's cults you want to be in. There's cults you actually want to be in because they do good.
Just don't bring in a pitcher of Kool-Aid and we'll be fine.
I'm not Kool-Aid mom.
Yeah.
I'm Kool-Aid mom. But,
yeah,
but mine's healthy and sugar-free.
Yeah, Kool-Aid man bursts through the wall. Oh, yeah.
That's you. someone said that's the only difference between Trump and Jim Jones is Trump would charge you for the Kool-Aid. The idiots would gladly pay. Just, oh, can I pay more for this? Mm.
And Trump would use store brand. Kool-Aid.
Yes. So Aaron Parnas posted that picture of this poor young black woman on the, you know, on the subway in D.C. with all the, who are they? I don't. White nationalist something. Yes. This image is from today. A black woman sits on the D.C. Metro as masked white nationalists prepare to march on our nation's capital. This is America's 250th anniversary. And someone said this is the photo that will likely show up in history books one day. Hundreds of masked white nationalists march in D.C. to celebrate America's 250th. This is America for shame. And she looks terrified.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those iconic pictures, right?
Yeah. And Doug Burgum, you know, was on the shows this weekend and they asked him about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I can't condemn them. They're freedom of speech.
Oh, yes. There's always freedom of speech for bigots on their side. Yeah. Okay. Someone else said, Keith said, comparing him giving a speech in inclement weather to the brave men storming the beaches in Normandy. Okay. Yes. Trump compares going forward with his Freedom 250 speech to the Normandy invasion because... Just his hair and the rain, you know, same Normandy beach, same thing. Okay. And Stephanie said this whole white pride crowd locked in the National Museum of African American History and Culture during a thunderstorm is giving the best horror movie made vibes ever. And I'm here for it. Yeah, I like the reverse Get Out. I may go with that. I like the Night at the Living Museum. What is it called?
Night of the Museum.
Night of the Museum.
Night of the Living Museum?
Night of the Living Museum.
Yeah, I think you're mashing up two different
genres
there.
Night of the Museum, part bigot.
I see.
Come on, someone get on this. We're in Hollywood. Let's go. An empty fair with empty booths and a collapsing stage. Oh, did you see that? The part of the stage falling on the dancers?
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for them.
I did too. I'm glad no one was hurt. I was like, oh my God, what a show. A shuttered reflecting pool surrounded by armed guards, a demolished White House, and a bunch of Proud Boys marching through D.C. seems about right to showcase what Trump has done to America. Steve in Chicago. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sure Bella is already on this, but I really hope there's a scene in the movie where the white supremacists who have to take shelter in the African American Museum are completely soaked to the bone, and so they have to buy African American Museum t-shirts and sweatshirts to wear home.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I like it. See, this is a pitch meeting.
Time for Trump and America.
Wow. Okay, Sam is too good. That was before I even asked for it. Thank you, Sam. That was an off-air audible. Then I will cue you.
He's learning.
No, he's doing great.
Yes.
Hackett said, literal Nazis marching the streets of D.C. for America's 250th anniversary. That is Trump's America. That's springtime.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Sam, you're doing so good. I swear to God.
Thank you. At least I know how to use this thing.
Yeah. You've learned my box faster than anybody ever has.
Oh, God. Call HR. Call HR.
Is it
more sexual harassment if it's louder? I think so.
Okay. All right. So, see, we just made a bit out of it. That's how we do. Yeah. And one last one. Carrie said, when I think about what a fabulous celebration the Smithsonian folks had planned and then see the show that Trump replaced it with, I am outraged and very sad for my country. We all should be. We all should be. All right. Governor Pritzker on the reflecting pool debacle.
Trump has turned 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue from the People's House to a nut house, where he's retreated to the last and only respite of the desperate and the damned. Paranoid self-delusion. Like it or not, Donald Trump is a reflecting pool of our politics. You can paint the bottom blue, but it won't conceal the polluted water above.
Oh my God, can I just... To our point about general sweep of arm, Trump says he personally asked FIFA's president to review U.S. striker's controversial red card... Mm-hmm. Adding, quote, I didn't think it was a foul. Oh, okay. Well, see, he's everybody. He's everything now. He's king of the world. He's president. He's the soccer official. It's the only one that matters because he didn't think so. So, yeah. Okay. Eastwood says, Jeanine Pirro protecting the rights of Subway sandwiches and floating paint chips one press conference at a time. I swear every scene is out of Veep. Or like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the other one? Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
Yeah.
One of the other.
Since it's DC based.
Right. Yes. Okay.
I mean,
yes.
Curb Your Enthusiasm was based in, you know, Brentwood.
Yes. Well, Cheryl Hines is in both, so.
Well,
you know,
okay.
That's connective tissue.
Yes.
Yeah. She's the Kevin Bacon of this whole show.
I see.
All right. I need some spicy Cajun.
Okay.
For breakfast. Thank you.
We've come to a really, really bad place. The Supreme Court, four f***ing people in the Supreme Court don't even believe that the 14th Amendment exists. And you got an entire movement in this country that wants to deny the First Amendment. We're in trouble. This election is the whole ball of wax, I think.
Yep. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I hope you guys all had a really good fourth or a good long weekend, however you did.
Oh, and I hear your air quality is also horrible now due to the completely overblown fireworks celebration.
Oh, we're only code red. D.C. was code purple. My daughter's family had to escape to Annapolis to get the hell out of D.C. We've kind of cleared out, and that's what I wanted to just mention. So, you know, when Rick Wilson said ETTD, everything Trump touches dies, we didn't know how profoundly accurate it was. So it was a complete disaster down in D.C. And I will tell you that after midnight, we could hear them explosions up here 45 minutes north. But when you live in a blue state and in a big blue county, they do things right. So they canceled the parade. They canceled the performances. It rained. We had terrific thunderstorms and everything. Until about 8:30. And then the skies cleared, the temperature dropped to 77. We all got a message that said the fireworks will go on at 9:45. For a half hour, we had a glorious fireworks display, no pollution, everyone from everywhere in the world, because we are Montgomery County, and then everyone went home clapping and laughing and having a great time.
Yeah.
And that's the America people can have if they vote for Democrats and get rid of this incompetent, dangerous fool.
Yep, absolutely. All right. That was a very patriotic 4th of July rant. Yeah. By Sue in Rockville. Someone said Congress found that the Trump administration engaged in wire fraud to misappropriate taxpayer funds. And Marlene said trying to steal everything they can grab before the midterms. That's where we're at. We keep saying it every week, Chris. It is literally a smash and grab.
That's right.
One more. Graham Plattner, Oyster Guy, as we call him, in Maine.
We have it in our power to build something to take this country back. To take it back. To take it back from corporations, from private equity, from hedge funds, to take it back from establishment politicians, to take it back from the Epstein class, to take it back from people who for far too long have felt that they are above the rules, that they, because of their power and their wealth, simply get to dictate to the rest of us. Well, they don't. Not anymore.
That's why he's ahead.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of taking back and the rule of law, we won't get to all these headlines. Trump can't delay payment to E. Jean Carroll. Trump DOJ leaks sealed Jack Smith report in massive bungle. Mm-hmm. Every single story is either corruption, incompetence,
or idiocy.
Just idiocy. And DOJ defies the judge's order to release more Epstein files. So here we are. Every day, it's the same, you know, lather, rinse, and repeat of... never mind. Mommy needs a little nap now before Paula Poundstone gets here because she's really... She's unruly.
Yeah, she's climbing the cliff right now.
54 minutes after the hour, Patriot Paula Poundstone will be here on a pogo stick presently.
I wonder if she's bringing her pogo stick.
I wonder if she took PPP money. Just kidding. Okay, I'm just on a pee theme. All right, Mike says, the more I look at pics last night of the bicentennial celebration, we've been talking about that all morning, the angrier I get that Trump ruined the 250th celebration the Smithsonian been planning. He robbed us all of a once-in-a-lifetime event. The fact that he was president during this is just...
I mean, Ford wasn't the best president, but he was president during the bicentennial, and it was...
Right.
And
I took that, being from a Republican family, I took that rather unfortunate picture with him.
Yes, you did.
So that's why I don't like Ford, because there's somewhere a picture of a prepubescent me. Oof.
With your original nose.
Yeah. Oh, and that like link from Mod Squad hair and some, I think I was wearing like a green halter dress.
You never take good pictures in green. Have you noticed that?
I know.
Green and it's pashminas.
My favorite color. It must be because I hate myself. Why do I hate myself?
I don't know.
Oh, with Cher. I had a once in a lifetime opportunity to get a picture with Cher and I was wearing, and not just a wrinkly green pashmina.
Yeah.
Do we have the wreck of the green pashmina? Oh. Just for the, because Sam is going to need to be brought up to date on Stephanie Miller lore, which is, which is quite prolific at this point.
Well,
this string of my embarrassments.
Reckon the line green pashmina.
Okay, all right. We're calling audibles.
We are.
Okay. Do we get it? Don't do a red flag on the play. We're calling audibles.
Well, then I'll have to call Trump to get the red flag taken care of.
Right. Of course.
Oh, here it is. That was quick, Sam.
Wow. Good, Sam.
Legend lives on from Chickawaga on down of the little chick they call Won't You Goose Me.
I'm from Chickawaga.
On Superior she feels if she's had a good meal and her ideas come from I Love Lucy. With a fresh load of cash she went out for a bash fully loaded with her box of vino. And later that night, with Cher's arm on her right, came the wreck in the lime green pashmina.
Oh, Rocky Mountain Mike, you are a full-time scamp.
That song is like very short compared to the original.
Yeah, the original is 47 days long, as all songs from the 70s were.
Yeah.
They're very long stories. Yeah. Okay, Seth, Homo of Hope, hello.
Hello, homos and millennials. So first on housekeeping, Millennial Sam, welcome to the show. And if you have a a screenplay in the trunk of your car, please don't mention that to Stephanie. That's to yourself. I'm not sure of your parentage, but you look like you could be my husband's son. So you're very handsome.
And great.
Nurse Sean, thanks for being there.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
So two things. Number one, you know, Trump talking about him speaking during the fireworks, like being at Normandy.
Yes.
It's the same as him saying not getting an STD in the 80s was his personal Vietnam.
Right.
Everything is about him.
Yeah.
And yes, I was in New York City for the bicentennial, and it was so exciting. You could just feel it. It's the energy, everybody in the streets.
Yeah.
And this just feels like sad trumpet.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully you knew that that wasn't about being bisexual. The bicentennial was a... Seth gets confused. All right, Paula Poundstone, next.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When you have a president of the United States who is focused on making money for himself, that corruption leaves us all worse off because it means he's picking favorites, not based on what benefits the American people, but what benefits him and his children.
Thank you, Patriot Josh Shapiro.
Yes.
Christopher, what? Who said, I cannot celebrate America's 250th birthday, but I will cheer the restoration of our democracy when it happens with everything in my heart. Who said that?
Fred Flintstone.
No, Patriot Paula Poundstone said that. Who? Patriot Paula Poundstone, who frequently on a pogo stick. There you go.
Poundstone. Poundstone, she's the chick we love through history. On the Stephanie Show, she will take us out of misery.
Will she? Will she?
With Paula's entertainment, thanks to Stephanie in her basement. With our Paula Poundstone, have an ABBA Mountain Dew time, or maybe moonshine. We'll have a literally gay time.
Hi, Patriot Paula Poundstone, who frequently on a pogo stick preaches about patriotism.
I do a two daily video series. One is a countdown till November 3rd.
Yeah.
And for some stupid reason, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yes.
I started from the very beginning saying, I will add a pogo on my pogo stick every day until we take back the House and the Senate.
Yes.
So let me tell you something. We got to take back
the House and the Senate. I saw this, Patriot Paula Poundstone. You said, for those of you watching my countdown videos on YouTube, there appears to be a lot of you, although I'm doing I'm doing better than Trump State Fair. Well, that's a high bar.
Yeah.
You're missing pogo sticking.
Yeah.
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 Paula Poundstone
so
on a pogo.
I pogo stick every night. Yeah. Boy, you know, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. However,
there's
only a few more days of the Great American State Fair.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
I'm sorry to be here instead of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a baptism pool, Stephanie.
Dana Goldberg and I talked about some shows early on in my stand-up career where there was literally like maybe two or three people, you know, and you just go sit in the chair like next to them. That's what the State Fair looks like.
Yeah.
Have you had those gigs where just like three, two people?
Where you had to do, well, not when I was selling tickets to them.
I did. There were some rough nights at Yuck Yucks for me, let me tell you what.
I'm up to, I can pack a front row.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the size of the venue, man. I can pack a front row.
I meant before you were Paula Poundstone, Patriot on a pogo stick.
I had open mic nights. I remember in San Francisco, they would make you go on in the middle of the night when there was like, well, there'd be two people.
Yes.
And I'd go,
let's
call it quit. No, you don't get another slot if you don't go on
this
now.
Is it.
And those two people were really, really drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, I meant pre-famous Paula Poundstone, before Robin Williams discovered you in San Francisco and you became Paula Poundstone on a pogo stick. I meant those days, the early days.
So I have worked crowds this size of the Great American State Fair, yeah. Or yeah. What I like to call the
And then my other illustrious my other illustrious night, Stand Up New York, when I finally got a spot. And then right as I was, they were introducing me, Chris Rock came in and did like an hour superset. And then they're like, okay, now you're on. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah. That's the problem with those showcase clubs.
Yeah. I was like, you know, thanks.
You're, a lot of times, by the way, you may even be following somebody who isn't well known, but they're doing their very best.
Right.
Whatever they, right?
Damn and them.
You're in there thinking you might try out that thing about nipples. just gonna run it up the flagpole tonight.
And I then, like nipples. Go ahead. What yeah. is it? Can you do the nipple material for me?
I don't really. Okay. I just think nipples is a funny word.
I do too. And now we're in the era of American justice where nipple is frequently mentioned. There was the nipple material was discussed in situation
that's right.
regarding the Epstein files.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
How could I have
Should we release the
that?
Nipple?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were, yeah. No, uh-huh. they went, uh-huh. they, you know, when they were discussing, you know, defense and yeah. military stuff, they were just on, what was it, WhatsApp or, right?
Yeah.
They were not
a
even
signal.
On.
Signal.
Right. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they discussed the nipple
material,
they went right into that situation room.
Yeah. And I'm also a nipple aficionado, but I'm
surprised you weren't called in on that.
Yeah.
Yes, you probably were, but you're so dedicated to this.
Thank you.
You didn't have your WhatsApp on.
I'm a bit of it. I would have showed up, party hats out, my high beams on. I would have been there like Patriot Paula Poundstone. I would have.
You would have pogo sticking.
Yeah. Yeah. To preach.
Pogo sticking helps with the nipples.
About party hats.
Yeah.
Boy.
Okay. A federal judge rejected Trump's request for more time to respond to E. Jean Carroll's demand for the $5.8 million she won in a civil lawsuit against him. District Judge Lewis Kaplan denied the request in a one-sentence order. I just like we're down to that. Just, you know, pay up, bitch. Is that what I don't know if that's what the order said.
Words to that effect.
So he has now what? He must reply by July 7th. But
Who is that district judge who?
Lewis Kaplan.
Yeah. Because he had already gone before Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah, and that how'd that go?
He said, pay up. He said, pay up.
Did he? Yeah. Did
he said, welcome back.
No, he said, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost certain.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that phrase.
That was that ruling.
Do you know, when I was in high school and I would watch that show, it would just depress the heck out of me because I felt so immature. I'm looking at these high school students. And
who are like 50.
You know, you never see a parent. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what,
they looked, maybe 47.
Especially Epstein.
Exactly. Yeah. And not too many years later, right? And I was a young adult. I'm in line at a grocery store. Uh-huh. And the actor who played Epstein was in front of me. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, he was 40 when he played the role. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm like.
I don't know why we stumbled into this on Friday. Is how come all the girls on. What was the show? Family? How come they all lived at
on
home until they were like 53? Yeah. I don't understand. Remember they were all on the staircase. You're like, isn't that one like, okay. On Social Security? I don't, what's happening?
Well, you know, to conserve money.
Yeah.
It was the 70s.
Remember, we have a welcome back connection. The one time Jim Ward was sick and couldn't come in and do voices. Yeah. They. How did we find that guy?
Jim Ward sent him.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, I do Horseshack. That was the only impression he did. And we were like, oh.
He did that?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Cutter.
I was like, well, if there is a call for that impression, we will definitely let you know.
I took a Rorschach test one time, but I misunderstood. And so I kept looking at ink spots going, oh.
You are a delightful little scamp. Do you know that? Okay. Oh.
Oh. So I interrupted. You were doing news stuff, and I just.
Yeah.
You just
blurted.
I blurted.
Who invites Paula Poundstone to just blurt stuff out?
Yeah.
Willy nilly.
No. I
she brought out her Horseshack material.
I have a situation. I was so. You know what? I have been chafing to do my Horseshack material for I don't know how long.
For how many years?
Yeah. And I looked over my vast calendar and I said, "Where can I do it?" Bing, bing.
Woman meets the moment.
Well.
Okay.
If you can't do your Horseshack material here, where can you do it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, precisely.
That voice guy that showed up has been taking her gig for years. Yeah. So here she is.
We work together a lot.
All right. Here's our Governor Newsom on the corruption. Here we go.
He works for one man. That one man has added more than $4 billion to his personal fortune while sitting in what is supposed to be a public trust. He told you that he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp. He gave it a presidential suite with gold leaf. This is a corruption story. This is a heist. This is corruption with a flag pen.
To which, Sam, do we have any mob music? Whatever you can find. Paul, it's just that he says it all out loud now. Mm-hmm. He said, this is from the interview, I don't know, on CNBC. He said, Intel came in, they had a problem. I said, I can solve your problem, but I want 10% of the company. Somebody said, that's not very American. I said, no, I think it's very American, actually. And I've done that with other deals.
By the way,
what president goes, I need a little taste, a little something, a little, you know.
Yeah, but isn't communism the state-run companies?
Yes.
Right?
So, Daddy needs a little taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Put it in a paper bag. Cash.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Bring it to the bada bing. Oh, you got your godfather in My Sopranos. Okay.
Gosh. See, yeah. I never saw The Sopranos.
I didn't either. See?
Oh.
Yeah, we never saw The Sopranos.
You two are both, you're fired.
We're the
you're
two
fired.
That never saw
you're
The Sopranos.
You're both fired.
Right,
you're both
exactly.
Fired.
Yeah. You know.
I've seen The Godfather.
Okay. Well, because you hadn't. He once blurted that out. He's never seen The Godfather. I was like, what? Dad.
Yeah, no, you have to see it. Godfather.
Hey, I mean, when you watch it, you're like, oh, so that's where all of these stereotypes come from.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, so that's why you hadn't watched it? Because you really were fighting against
it. Did you grow up on an island with a volleyball? What is...
I mob movies...
Yeah, Wilson didn't take you to see any movies.
I saw
Paul Poundstone got that. Paul Poundstone loved that joke. Okay.
I saw Castaway not that long ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for my first time, by the way.
Oh. It's a good movie.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie, and I'm alone a lot, so there were some pointers. I'm alone a lot.
Oh.
Okay, do you want to hear about a personal crisis?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So I've been having some memory problems and sometimes just some confusion. And sometimes I don't really like things like photos. If somebody shows me a picture, I always have to say, and what is it I'm looking at? Because once someone tells me, I can put the pieces together, but just on my own, I can't. All right. So long story short, which, by the way, I've never done before.
No.
So I go to a neurologist and they do Trump's test. They did Trump's test.
Yeah.
You know, and so I emailed him to get the answers. And they do Trump's test, you know, giraffe, whatever that I can't even remember anymore. But and one of the things in this test is you have to draw this or copy this little geometric shape. Well, I almost cried. I mean, I could not. So, you know, I say to the neurologist, you know, okay, is this just aging? She said, no, I don't think so. And so, you know, do the MRI. Well, indeed, there's like spots on my brain. Okay, you know, enough that you go.
By the way,
whoa.
Did your tears change the shape of the geometric thing you were drawing?
No, they could have.
Tear stains?
They could have. They tore the paper. Yeah, tore the paper when I went to erase. All right, so then they send you to like the big tester.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
the big tester. And, you know, because this is really going to tell you who, you know, where the. And so go take a couple of hours of testing, right? And it's another. Geometric shape, and I just you know, there's I can't, and now I get the you know, I have the meeting where they tell you what the where you got it. One, by the way, one of the things they told me was the section of my brain that's affected is balance, and I didn't even bother telling her. I pogo stick every night.
Okay.
All right, so
I just can I confirm this is the short version of the long story?
Yes, this is short version of the long story. Well, I don't know because I can't do shapes. But so I get the big geometric shape.
Right.
Cannot for the life of me do. And now I go to get the information about what's wrong.
Yeah.
Can't do geometric shapes. That's what's wrong.
That's what's
wrong. I can't do. So
what does,
I'm
does
good
this
to go in
life?
Every other area.
Okay, good.
Does it affect your ability to be a comedic legend?
It doesn't. I can't copy a geometric shape. I could probably create my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you need somebody, and I'm just being honest. Trump, if you need somebody to draw, to copy a geometric shape, don't even bother calling 310-828-0968
okay.
0968 because
what?
I can't help.
Okay.
That's why I'm late.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was...
I was at a stoplight where you had to draw a copy.
You know, like, geometric shape.
Like most things that involve you, that was confusing and entertaining as all get out.
Origami is not a career for you.
Can't do it.
Okay.
I can barely even talk to a Japanese person. Just, that's anxiety. That's anxiety.
So we can't play cootie catchers later?
I remember one, two, those. Six, seven, eight. Do you remember the football?
Yeah.
The foot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. What have we learned, class? Nothing. Let's move on. 19 minutes after the hour.
We learned that Paula Poundstone is here.
Is that a geometric shape you're working on? Hold on. Let me copy it.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, some of these Republicans say we can't vote for that because we could lose our election. I mean, are you that weak? That's my question to any Republican senator that's up for that. Are you that weak to where if you vote for a valid ID to be shown to vote, you're going to get beat in your home state? I mean, if you're that weak, you don't need to be a United States senator.
James Comer, okay, who claims that he will hold public hearings on Epstein. He says we want to know the truth. They want to know the truth, Paula.
That was Gomer Comer?
Yes.
Gomer Comer.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes.
Wow. I wonder if he took in the... I wonder if Comer went to... Because they're not working, right? Are they back working yet? They're not.
No.
No.
But here's the thing. They don't want the truth because the truth is the president is very credibly accused child rapist in the Epstein files, as you know, Representative Ted Lieu and others have said multiple times. I mean, there's a reason the Department of Justice has declined to turn over additional information from the Epstein files as ordered by a judge, arguing the materials include sensitive victim information that they've already released.
Right. Yeah. Because they were very concerned about the sensitive victim information.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about the victims.
I mean, if you talk to them, that's the first thing they say.
Yes.
They say, I'm very concerned about the sensitive victim information. And then they say, get out of my way.
Hours ahead of the deadline to turn it over, they asked the judge to delay the deadline by 60 days or disregard it entirely by accepting the DOJ's reasons for withholding the materials. I mean, as someone posted here, Paula, they said... Hold, please. If the Epstein files cleared Trump, Blanche would have released them. Instead, he missed the court deadline, filed for 60 more days, and is fighting a judge who already found he violated the law to keep them hidden. I keep thinking, just the stuff I read is so horrific. I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine what they're hiding?
I really can't imagine what they're hiding. And the delay, because he also, Trump wanted a delay in when he had to pay E. Jean Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they are just on, that's their thing, is 2 more months. Right. And then we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. Delay.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This party is just a protection racket. Mike Johnson said out loud, a protection racket for Trump and themselves. Here he is, Mike Johnson.
It's amazing. We are celebrating the greatest nation the world has ever seen. And it was full of activities and events here in Capitol Hill this weekend. We were up till over after 2 a.m. Two nights in a row and could have kept going. The president was excited to deliver that speech in spite of the elements last night. And he told me backstage before he went out there, Mike, there's no way we could have postponed this. I said, you're right, sir. It was really well done.
Yeah. Wow. So he sent people right back into danger because of
Right. Because he said it when he first came out on stage. He said there is nothing that could have kept him away.
Yeah.
And that was so moving. He was so dedicated to us that, you know, yes, he was a 5-time draft dodger. but there was nothing could have kept him away. Yes, he sat in some sort of air-conditioned area with Diet Cokes while he waited to go on, but nothing could have kept him away.
Yep.
You know, it's so hot there. And I love the irony of this. The fossil fuel people who ignore climate change, not only ignore climate change, but work in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Now get like basically, you know, the sun has seared them out of their big event.
Right? Yes.
The sun is to the degree that apparently what was very popular at the fair was a baptismal pool. Did
yes.
you hear about that?
Yes, a free yep. baptism, sure.
Yeah. People were accepting the Lord as their savior. That's
right. Just to cool off.
So damn hot. Yeah. Yes.
Just because Satan has opened the gates of hell to welcome Trump and his entire administration.
Well, precisely. Yeah. Well, for my baptism, I used a moist towelette. Because for environmental reasons.
Sure.
Yeah. I Covey said the same thing. Funny how the guy who doesn't believe in climate change had to send home the six people at his fair because it's too hot. I mean, what a debacle from start to finish.
Oh,
this whole
great.
State fair,
I loved every
4th of July.
Of it. You know what? I won't celebrate the 4th of July at this point, but I will celebrate the day that stage collapsed. That was that was a beautiful thing. Nobody was hurt, yeah. of course.
But, you know, Ron says, and just like that, Republicans have no problem with a sitting president making millions in office on crypto scams from foreign governments and oligarchs and industries directly impacted by his orders, policies, and regulations. I mean,
$2.2 billion in his first year back.
Yeah.
And increased our national debt by $1.8 trillion. So, yeah. So voters, Trump people, how you doing?
And also, we keep talking about this all morning, Paul. Manny says, Trump stole America 250 from us. And what was in the works for 10 years, a bipartisan committee to celebrate our 250th birthday of our country, the replacement Freedom 250, has been a complete failure due to Trump turning into his event.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and no one wants to go to his MAGA rally.
Right. Well, plus, you know, we're going to find out that all the donations...
Yeah.
You know, that everything yes. somehow made it into Trump's pocket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You know. I love that. How long is it going? It's been extended? Because normally when a show's a hit, it's extended.
Yeah.
But this has been extended. It doesn't go
through this week, I think.
Yes.
The end of this week.
Yes. It would be like,
so there's only a few more days, guys.
Yeah.
Get in your car. Get over there.
What was that like? The fire? What was it called? The fire festival? Or the?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like it's been extended. It's just like whatever the. Yes.
Yeah. Here's your cheese sandwich with sad iceberg lettuce.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear God. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro announced a federal grand jury indicted former Olympic canoeist David Hearn on a felony charge accusing him of vandalizing the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. What a proud day for America when a U.S. Olympian is charged for picking up paint chips while the president walks free after raping children.
Well, you know how she knows he did it?
How's that?
She was the one person on the Ferris wheel, and when she was way up high, she saw him.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Did she report that? Did she say that?
Brian has posted Paula Poundstone is a national treasure, which
she
I think
is.
We all can. So Brian. You are the arbiter of what's funny or not.
Well, not necessarily, but.
Pearl said, I saw someone asked if Mitch McConnell has gone full rigor tortoise. And excuse me, but that is fucking gold. Funny, Paula Poundstone?
Yeah,
funny?
I think.
Funny?
Yeah.
Funny?
I think,
okay.
My guess so. Is Mitch is laughing. Slowly.
You know, I have
and
to
without
say.
Without a chin.
I have to say, I don't mean to, but Rex said, before you tell people not to celebrate a death, Mitch McConnell blocked cancer care for 9/11 firefighters on three separate occasions. I mean, the list is a mile long of the damage Mitch McConnell has done, and I don't root for people's...
No, I don't either.
Well, I root for one person.
My feeling about Mitch McConnell is nature may as well finish the job.
I've never seen so many people voting for heat stroke this weekend when Trump's trying to give a really long speech. We're Grampy.
I wrote to him and said, you have so much to say. Please don't hold
please,
back.
Please don't stop.
Yeah. You know, I heard him talking the other day and and by the way, I watched that speech. The one at the
Why
you know,
hate yourself? Why?
It was almost like his Harry Potter polyjuice potion. had worn off just before he stepped on stage because he did say things that sounded like,
right.
You know,
like words.
He talked about democracy.
Yeah.
He did say things that sounded like a regular president would say at such an event. They were not in any way in keeping with his policies or the stuff he normally says.
No, not at all.
And so there was something about it that was just like, what's
a disconnect.
That all about?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was like a lot. It was like, you know, in improv, there's like short form and long form.
Sure.
It was like a long form.
It was
lie.
A long yes and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes and communism was basically the thing.
Well, that was the one thing he did. So we're not going to allow.
Came back.
communists in this country, although let me just buy out that company from the
yes, and run it, the company myself. I'm like, what? That's communist. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Would you like some happy clappy news?
Sure.
I know I would. Jack Smith said Trump's chances of being prosecuted and convicted are still very good if his research is presented before a court of law. Trump is termed out once he is out of office. Smith said nothing stops his case from plowing forward again. The facts and the evidence, he said, are preserved and waiting for review. That just warms my cockles.
I see that quote. Are you sure that's him? Because at the end it says yippee. And
no,
I just
it did not say yippee.
Jack Smith saying yippee.
It does not say yippee. God, I watched that interview, Paul, and I was like, damn, he would
what
be
interview?
A good he would be a good attorney general with Jack Smith.
Jack Smith.
Oh, yeah.
On Nicole.
Oh, yeah. On Nicole.
My yep. Nicole.
I mean, yep. Oh man, I don't get cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy for you all.
Well, you can come up the cliff and watch with
yeah,
me if
I
you want.
I may have to. Yeah. I may have to.
She has another Barca lounger you could sit in.
Yeah, I got two Barca loungers.
You have a Barca lounger?
Yeah.
Wow. My great. Parents got the easy. The,
oh yeah.
The
oh,
lazy
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, my my nephew and I are going to be buried in them. We love
yeah,
them. Yeah,
my parents got them at one point. I heard, and I was very concerned because
yeah.
I don't see how they were going to once they got back. You know, unless
you can't get back off.
Unless a cat happened to jump on the so foot thing, oh, there's no way they're coming out.
There's a crank on the side, you know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
Oh,
a,
yeah.
Like
yeah, I'll
a,
go. I'll go show it to you
there's
when
a,
we're
what
done.
Do you call that a
yeah, a crank.
Well, you call it a crank.
A handle.
Yeah,
it's a. Handle,
it's like I call it Bobby Kennedy.
What
Jr.
is it in there?
What I call it. I call it a Bobby Kennedy.
Oh,
Jr.
a crank.
That's a crank joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, he. You know, he snorted. He's not afraid of germs. You know
you
why?
Know, I know you're a professional, so you just kept that poker face, but you thought that was really funny.
I did.
That joke, I can tell.
I did. I wrote it down mentally. Not in a geometric shape, I'll tell you.
Hey, yeah. Because you're so good at that.
I can't do geometric. I cannot copy a geometric shape.
Okay.
That's you know, he snorted. He's not afraid of germs, RFK Jr., because he snorted cocaine
off
toilet
a toilet
seat. And I just feel, and I like to take this opportunity, anytime I get, and I hope that he's listening.
Yeah, I know
he is. Bobby Kennedy, there's more than one flat surface in a bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
There
so
you go.
Okay. You know, my guess
that's a
is,
little pro tip from
my guess
Paula
is
Poundstone.
He was just snorting the toilet seat and some drug dealer came in and was like, Jesus, put
just
some
don't
cocaine
waste that.
Down there.
Yeah,
yeah that's
sure.
gross,
sure,
man.
Sure.
Shut it out.
Yeah. You know what the only good thing about Bobby Kennedy's been for me is because, you know, I'm an old time like hack. You know, stand up. I'm not Paula Poundstone. I'm like an old hack from Yuck Yucks and stuff. But I can repurpose my Katharine Hepburn impression because, as
oh,
Chris
right?
can tell
yeah.
you, all my impressions have died. But
yes,
yeah,
every single one of them.
Yeah, but you know, now I can write because he's
yeah.
To,
no, he does have a little.
Yeah, he used bit. To leave me messages on my yeah. My voicemail.
Yeah,
yeah.
And well, you know why
Stephanie,
we have?
Yeah, I'm shutting him up.
Do you know why we haven't heard from him in a little while? Because he's doing On Golden Pond and Summer Stock.
Yeah, yes. He asked me up to, what do you call it? To what's it called? Kennebunkport. Because he said, the calla lilies are in bloom again.
Wrong movie.
It's nice. That's, I know, it's a different Catherine Hepburn movie.
Yeah.
You old poop.
That's the movie. The loons.
I'm gonna
the loons.
Stephanie, I want to get on you and ride.
That's
ride.
On Golden Pond.
I know, I'm
You're
going
good.
Back and, I'm going back and forth.
Yeah, but then you're doing Line in Winter for some reason.
Stephanie, I must have the Aquitaine.
That's the Line in Winter.
Okay, so what?
She's so fluid.
Why can't you do, like, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner or something?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
I don't think she says
that. All
right,
she didn't actually say that. Listen, my point about Jack Smith, Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
Every story is about just massive incompetence, and, right, DOJ accidentally releases sealed Jack Smith report. Do not repost this. That would be bad. It's volume two of his evidence to prove that Trump mishandled classified documents after leaving office. The report Trump fought to keep secret, as you do when you're completely innocent of anything. Epstein files, you know, Jack Smith report, etc.
Yeah, right.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I love this. So Carmen Leinberger, I thought it was Limburger, the kind of cheese my parents used to like, but no, it's Leinberger, is the former federal prosecutor. She's charged with emailing herself a copy of Volume 2 disguised as a cake recipe, which strikes me as something you would
wow.
do. Yeah. The what? Justice Department did damage control after mistakenly sending a copy to her defense lawyers.
Wait,
yes, she
disguised
did.
Disguised as a cake recipe?
Right, she labeled it chocolate cake recipe PDF,
uh-huh.
but it was Jack Smith's volume 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
People get those mixed up. One of them you sift the flour, and one of them you don't have to sift.
Is it? What does sifting mean exactly?
I've never lumps out of it.
What is it?
You've never baked.
But what
a cake,
do? You do it in a strainer?
You can.
No, you do
or you could have a sifter.
Right. I don't watch the baking show thing you do 24/7.
I love the Great British Bake Off.
Oh, I can't stand shows like that. What's the one? My daughter one time, supposedly like one of her teachers was going to be on one of those shows. I don't. She made me watch one of those damn cooking contest shows. And, you know, one of the judges, you know, and they berate the cooks.
Uh-huh.
It's just unnecessary.
They don't do that on the Great British Baking Show.
Well, Susan, this judge is like, you know, your sauce was bad.
Yeah. Why are chefs so mean?
And this guy's like about to cry. And by the way, the guy, you know, bitching about his sauce was pretty damn fat. And I thought, well, you know, sauce didn't do you any harm, buddy. You didn't hold back on the sauce. I don't know. And the idea that the people who did the cooking are like, you know, on the verge of tears. Uh-huh. I just, you know.
Did you ever do any of those?
Eat a Pop-Tart. What do you don't cook if it makes you cry. Don't do it.
Did you ever do any of those like Last Comic Standing like shows?
No, I never did.
Because that'd be like if you had like critics in the middle of your joke. No! Boo! That was a bad construction. That's not even a good setup.
Or that show, Make Me Laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Show Me the Funny. That's what I hosted.
Did you?
Thing called Show Me the Funny?
Yeah. Oh. One of the many, many TV shows I was fired from. That's
That took down an entire network, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of two networks I took down. Yeah. I also took down Oprah's network.
You took down Fox Family. And you took down Oxygen.
Yeah, what's your point? Listen, if you're going to go out, don't just get fired. Take down the whole network with you.
Okay.
I did it to a radio station, too. Radio Disney.
You've had
to. Oh, The Zone. The female talk radio station.
Yeah.
I took that down.
Uh-huh. You've had more success at failure than I have.
Yes. That is true.
But I, too, have had. So one time, I forget what I was supposed to. I was sort of auditioning. It was some show where the host left, and they had like different hosts on different nights. And I forget the name of it now. But I was asked to, you know, interview Betty White.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I'm not a great interviewer because I do interrupt a lot, and I think of every. When somebody says something that reminds me of something, I can't edit. Well,
Sidebar. You're just a buffet of sidebars.
Betty White barely had a chance to talk during my interview.
Oh, no.
Because I know so much about her
that
I kept interrupting. I was often on topic, but it was bad.
Yeah.
And, not only did they say, well, we don't want you. But they literally accused me of sabotaging their show. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't just like, boy, you weren't very good, which I agree with.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, you are.
Yeah.
It was nefarious.
A producer once told me, remember the story when I hosted, what was the other show? With the, you know, Terry Garr and Jim J. Bullock.
Oh, I've Got a Secret.
I've Got a Secret. Right. I asked because then the producer and I became friends and I said, where was I on the list of, you know, and he said last. You were our last, literally our last choice.
Wow.
Literally, like everyone, you obviously said no, Wendy Lehman, Carol Leifer, probably everyone said no. And then
I wasn't asked. This must have been after my Betty White debacle. I think I made Betty White angry. I think I'm the only person who's ever made Betty White angry.
A comic friend walk into my house and go, wow, your house is nice. I'm like, it's amazing how much money you can make failing at television. He said he never forgot that. I'm like, it's true.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been able to do that.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. See, because all I got is my house.
Yeah.
From failure.
From failing
the house
at television.
The house that failure built.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to protect it because why? Title theft.
And termites.
Well, okay. That's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about is title theft. Your equity is the target. Criminals can forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, file it with the county, just like that on record. They own your home. Wow. I'm glad Paula Poundstone can't draw geometric shapes because she would draw. She would like make a fake title because I know that's how she is.
You are not kidding there.
Yeah. Yeah. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity, even sell your property. Then it's a whole mess. I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Go to hometitlelock.com/Stephanie right now. You will get a free title history report. See if you've already been a victim and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. hometitlelock.com/Stephanie.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ron said the thing I was thinking, is it possible Trump, Vance, and Hegseth to address troops without talking about partisan politics? Everything, Paul, that is supposed to be nonpartisan is just ugly and divisive. And that's why we need Patriot Paula Poundstone on a pogo stick. How might we see that?
I think it's on, certainly I have a YouTube, channel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
Fantastic.
I'm on all those things.
TikTok.
I believe I'm on TikTok.
You are on TikTok.
We love you. We love you, Patriot Paula Poundstone.
It's already 9 o'clock.